morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. Is it possible that a beetle could be improving soil health and protecting water quality? I've heard about dung beetles, but never really gave them much thought or realized what I was looking at when walking pastures over the years. Dung beetles feed on animal feces and are important insects for the ecology of pastures while improving soil health. These industrious beetles move significant amounts of manure into the soil, resulting in increased organic matter and water infiltration, improve soil structure, and provide plant nutrients for pasture growth. In the Finger Lakes region, the majority of beef, cow, calf, and stocker operations rely on pastures to raise their animals. Dung beetles are attracted by the smell of fresh manure and sometimes can find a new cow pat within seconds. Most dung beetles found in New York are considered dwellers, with a few species of tunnelers. Beetles in each category have specialized body parts that enable them to manage the manure to their benefit, and they coexist in the same cow pat. As their name implies, dwellers live and feed within the cow pat on the surface, while tunnelers dig under the cow pat and bury into the soil. Dung beetles also have the added benefit of competing with flies for the manure, as the flies can be a pest to livestock. The results of a two-year research study of dung-inhabiting beetles was conducted on farms that either fed insecticides that pass through cattle to control horn and face fly larvae in manure, and farms that did not use these products. These flies can cause significant discomfort to the cattle, resulting in weight loss, thus impacting the farm's bottom line. The results of the sampling indicates that dung beetles were significantly lower on farms using fed through insecticides to control flies than farms with no treatment. These results are contrasting with previous work, and more research is now needed. More information about this study can be found on Cornell's Integrated Pest Management website. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension system, I hope you've learned a little bit more about what's happening in agriculture in the Finger Lakes.